Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home.
Hey everyone, this is Carly from Daytime After Dark tonight. So we are having a wonderful Julie and Cleon, C-Plate X, Abby from Days of Our Lives, Steve and Misbehaving, Steve done Spider-Man, Catch Me If You Can, Steve appeared on the Soap Sensation Christmas CD. I'm going to bring her on. We will be talking tonight about the Grammys news and also about, what's going on with Becky Hoops and stuff. And so I'm going to bring on Jillian right now. So enjoy the show, everyone. Hi, Jillian.
Hello.
Hi. So I was reading a lot about you, and one thing popped out of me, and it said you're from Oregon, right?
Yeah, I was born in Portland, Oregon, and my family and I used to live in Washington.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the funny thing, what I think is funny is I live in Washington, but I grew up in Oregon. And so when I saw that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is nice. I mean, Portland is a great place to grow up. I mean, I loved it. So when I saw that, I thought, it's great. And, the number to talk to Julian tonight, you guys, is 347-850-8721. And I want to talk to you about your web series that you're on. And, but I'm a big fan of Days of Our Life. So I might ask you, how was it, looking on Days, and how was that to start your career?
Working on Days is great. Any soap opera is a great experience because you move at such a fast pace, and everyone on the show was extremely nice to me when I was on it. I was still a kid when I was on the show, so everyone was just so welcoming and very, very nice to me, and it truly is like a family when you're on a soap opera.
And Melissa Reeve played your mom. So how was that? Because I love Melissa Reeve. I loved Abby. I loved it when you were on. How was working with Melissa Reeve?
It was amazing. Melissa has a daughter the same age as me. So it was easy to connect with her because she knew, I was 10, 11 years old. And it was easy because she knew how to connect with me since she did have a daughter that age already. So we had a lot of fun. The best scene of Days of Our Lives that I always remember is gotten to the cake batter fight with her. So that she was a great person to work with, and she's so sweet, and she was great.
So, and you looked with Frances Reed too, because she played your great grandmother, and I always think that's a great grandmother anyone wants. So I bet you really enjoyed that because Frances Reed was one of the greatest daytime legends, ever, to come on daytime. So did you enjoy that with that too? Did you enjoy, Frances Reed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Frances Reed, she was so sweet. And I can always remember, I always knew I had a scene with Frances if my call time was super early because we always did her scene straight first thing in the morning. And she was so sweet. I remember doing crying scenes, going into her arms. And it's funny, my real grandmother, her name is Frances, too. So it was easy for me to create a relationship with her. And she was always just so sweet. She was such a nice lady.
Yeah, I mean, I was mad when, you left because I thought Abby was great. And, I'm like, I know they always have to age the actress, but I hate when they do that because I think, you know, let them grow up. Let them do One Life to Live did with Kristen Alderson or Kimberly McCullough. Let them grow up and age them accordingly, you know. You know, you just don't, you know, one day, you know, decide to, you know, age a lot of the characters. I think aging is hard. And, I mean, you were so good on Days. I wish you never left. That's just my opinion.
Thank you. She was a fun character to play. I know I got a lot of crap for yelling at Melissa all the time, but she was a great
character.
I know,
you were kind of mean. But you,
I know,
mean,
I was mean. But I was a grieving child, man.
I know, you were a grieving child. I mean, you lost your dad, who was dead for a while. I mean, you know, I mean, so Abby has gone through so many changes over the years that, you know, I mean, when you were little, Abby's little life was kind of, you know, something was always happening. So, you know, no wonder you were kind of yelling at Jennifer, you know. I mean, I understood it. And so it says that you were singing on the Soap Session number 8, and the Christmas CD, too.
Yeah, I sang on the Christmas CD and the other one. That was a great experience. Singing is what got me into acting, so it's fun to go back to that for that session, which was really cool. And actually, Eric Martzoff, who's now on Days, was on one of the CDs with me, and then we're on my web series, Misbehave. Eric is now on the web series with me as well. So it's funny, our careers have always kind of crossed paths.
Well, you can always tell Eric that he's more than welcome to come on Daytime After Dark. I love him. I love him. I love him as Brady, but I've always followed his career on Passion. And I think, you know, besides him being really good looking, I should not say, but he is really good looking. So tell me more about your web series.
Well, Misbehave and created by my mom, Susan Bernhardt, and then we produce it together, and I star in it, and I do all the wardrobe for it, and I do the music for it, too, and it's basically about a girl growing up in Malibu, my character, Tori, and she doesn't really have any guidance. Her parents are always away. Her dad's a huge author, and her mom's a huge publicist, so nobody's really there to keep track of what she's doing. And in our first season, we had my character's brother, Billy, was on the show as well, and he was going through sexual identity issues, and he was the one who was kind of watching me, but still not really, and I went through a lot of lying issues in the first season, and then when we went to the second season, Billy's character, he went to rehab, and there was a huge twist in the first episode that affected basically everything that happened to my character from then on for the whole entire second season. And she basically realized that what she had done was extremely, extremely bad, and she definitely got karma. Karma kicked her in the butt.
So do you like being on a web series versus being on TV right now, or would you rather be on TV, or would you rather do the web series?
You know, it's web series and stuff because we shoot so quickly that it's easy for all the other actors and myself included to work on other projects. You know, we shot a whole second season in 8 days, so it really wasn't time-consuming except for post-production when my mom and I go to the editors and whatnot. But, you know, I love web series. It really gives us a creative control that you kind of long for in this business because you don't really get that anywhere else. But, of course, I always love doing TV and film, and that's basically anything where I'm acting, I'm happy.
Well, yeah, I think it's great that it takes, like, only 8 days, and then you're done, and, you know, I mean, because if you were on a soap or, like, a primetime series. You would be there 15 hours a day, 5 days a week sometimes. So, I mean, the web series has a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has its benefits. It was interesting going from working on my web series to working on Castle, because Castle's such a laid-back show, and they literally usually don't start production until like 12 p.m., and then they wrap at 12 a.m., which is so nice. And
that seems so nice, because, I mean, for people that are not morning people, you know, they can sleep a little, and then they have kind of a nightlife at midnight if you want one, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, and then, you know, working on Victorious was extremely different, too, because I would have 15, 16, 17-hour days on that and then shoot the next day as well. So I've definitely had the gamut of different hours that I've worked, but it's all fun for me.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at a lot of things you've done, like, you were Kiss Me If You Can doing The Voice, which I love that movie, by the way. I thought that movie was awesome. And you were in Spider-Man. How was that? I think working in Spider-Man would have been really cool. Did you like it? Did you enjoy the movie process of it at all?
Working on Spider-Man was really fun. It was kind of when we had first moved out to California when I got the role. And I think I worked on it for 4 or 5 days. And, you know, Kirsten Dunst, I have to say, was probably the sweetest actress that I've ever worked with. She literally took me and a couple of the other girls who are working with us, and she took us into her trailer, and she painted our nails, and she was so sweet, and she was so nice to us. And, you know, on working on Spider-Man was a lot of fun, because we were, all the kids that were in the tram were on this, like, hydraulic set. So when you would see the tram move in the movie, we were moving, we were just on hydraulics. So it was a very interesting experience for me going to the business, you know, at that point, because that was my first huge movie set that I had been on. So it was a nice learning experience to set me up for my next job.
Well, yeah, and you said that you worked on Castle, and so how many episodes did you do? Did you just do one time on Castle, or do you think maybe you will be back on Castle, or, yeah?
Yeah, so far I've done one episode. I play Castle's daughter Alexis's best friend from kindergarten, and I basically go back to New York to crash at her place to look at college. So I played Boss Girl in there, which is a lot of fun. And, you know, there was definitely talk when I was on set of my character coming back, and it's a huge possibility, and I really hope that they do that, because that was one of the best sets I've ever worked on, and Nathan Fillion and Susan Sullivan and Donna Kotick and just everyone on that show, they were so, so nice, and that was such a comfortable set to be on.
Castle seemed like a really good set to a good TV show to be on. You know, and so do you have any projects besides the Misbehaving coming up? I mean, you said you wrapped that one, so do you have anything that's coming up for you, or that you want to do, like new projects?
Well, I was in the first ever Victorious movie called Freak the Freak Out, and that premiered in November, and they're still playing that constantly on Nickelodeon, which is hysterical. I played the main role.
Oh, I think I saw that. Yeah, it is funny. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, the best part about that was the last scene that I'm in, I get in a girl fight with with Daniela Monet, who plays Trina, and that was such a fun set as well. And I have a couple of indie movies that I'm working on right now and, you know, just auditioning for the next projects and whatnot.
And, you know, it seems like you are, like, a busy actress. I mean, you get to do movies, you know, you've done TV, you've done web series. Would you like to do Broadway?
I've done a lot of theater. I did a lot of theater growing up. I played Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird for, I think it was 6 months. And I've done things like, you know, oh, gosh, Annie, Get Your Gun, Meet Me in St. Louis, just Music Man. I've probably been every kid part in every, you know, musical you could think of. But Broadway is something that I would definitely love to do later on in my career. It's something that's always been close to my heart, and I would definitely love to do it at some point.
Would you ever want to be on another soap if someone asked you to be on a soap again? Oh, do you feel like you already done that? So, you know, would you like to be on another one?
You know, that's something that I've thought about a lot over the years, and I guess it would just have to depend on where I'm at in my career at the time. It kind of just depends because I do want to get, you know, I want to experience all the different areas that I can of acting before I could go back to something that I've already done. So I'd probably want to, I kind of want to pull a James Franco in that aspect, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, because, I mean, I think the web series is, like, a good fit because you can do that for 8 days or 9 days, and you enjoy that, and then if other projects come up, then you can also do that and not, you know, be so tied down.
Yeah, exactly. It's lovely to be able to do something that I have creative control over as well, and that, you know, I know that I always have the web series that we can go back to, and it's nice to kind of have that as a project that I'm always working on.
Yeah, and, you know, what is your favorite thing about being on a web series?
You know, it's interesting because I experience both sides of the camera, so I usually run around like a chicken with my head cut off. But I love being on a web series. It's so much fun, and most of the people who are on the series with me, all the actors, are some of my closest friends. So it's nice to go to work with people that you truly can trust and depend on, and know that they're going to do a good job, and that you can actually be in the scene with them. And you know, it's just a completely different world because you don't have so many crew members, and it's a lot, I wouldn't say on a smaller scale because we do shoot so much and we get so much done, but it's just closer, it's more of a tight-knit group, I would say.
Well, yeah, and so while I was reading, you know, Eric, you know, like we talked about, Eric is on there. Dear Books, who I love, who used to play Max Brady, is on there. And the one that used to play Nancy on Days of Our Life is on there too, correct? I forget her name, but there's a lot of... Yeah. She seems like a really sweet lady.
She's so sweet, and she actually directed a couple of our episodes for season two, and she's an incredible director, and she's working with us right now for helping produce and finance third season, so she's been an incredible supporter, and she's so lovely to work with.
Well, you know, yeah, and You wrap for this season. When do you do the next season? Or do you guys know when the next season you guys are doing for it?
Well, we have all of our storylines mapped out. We know exactly what we want to do. It's just that we have much bigger storylines that do include more of Eric's character. So we're working on financing right now, and if we can get the money, then of course we'll do third season, and we're just kind of waiting on that. And meanwhile, my mom's writing the third season out while we, you know, get all the money together and get and squared away so that we can film it.
Wow, that must take a lot of time for your mom to write out all of it, and you know. But so, do you help her out with the writing, or do you let your mom do all of it? Or do you have some input in your character, or where you want your character to go, or do you just leave that up to your mom?
Well, she'll come to me with questions about storyline, and I kind of give my input with the storyline aspect. As far as writing, she'll come to me with certain things, you know, if she's questioning a certain saying, if teenagers would actually say that, she would ask me. But she has a pretty good sense about what teenagers would say just because of being around my friends. And, you know, if we're on set and it just doesn't feel like I would say that or my character would say that, then, you know, we change it right there. You know, there's many different things that just kind of happen on set that we play with.
Well, yeah, and this, you know, and this seems to me that, you know, for you it would be the best of both worlds. I mean, it must be cool having your mom there, and having your mom there, and you can, you know, work together. A lot of mothers, daughters, and your age want to get away from your mom, and you know, would not want to be working so closely with them, you know, with their mom. I mean, I think that's great.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's funny because we're both Leos, so we can butt our heads once in a while. But we really do have an amazing dynamic, you know, working together. So that's really nice.
So yeah, you're waiting for financing for the movie. If there's anyone that you would want to work with Holly in Hollywood that you haven't done yet, who would that be?
Oh gosh, I have such a long list of people that I'd love to work with. I guess one of my big people that I really want to work with at some point in my career would be Darren Aronofsky, just because I think he's an absolute genius. And as far as actors go, I've always loved Robert Downey Jr.'s work. I mean, not just his Iron Man roles, but like his old movies, like Chances Are. I've always loved his work, so I would love to be opposite him.
Well, yeah, that's great. Oh, what kind of music are you listening to right now? And what kind of music do you like and all of that?
It's interesting because I kind of listen to just a mixture of everything. I'm a huge indie band supporter, so I listen to a lot of people that that aren't necessarily mainstream and on the radio all the time. One of my favorite bands is Tegan and Sarah, and they're this amazing Canadian sister duo, and they're absolutely just some of the best music I've ever heard. And I also listen to City in Color, and the one mainstream artist that I'm pretty much obsessed with would be John Mayer.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. John Mayer is one of those, you know, oh, my God, his guitar playing is out of this world, and his vocals are, you know, really good. And I can see why you would want to do John, work with John Mayer, because he's talented.
He's so talented, and he seems like such a sweet guy. I know he gets some bad press because of his relationship status, but he's a nice guy. I follow his blog all the time because I'm a huge Tumblr, too. So I follow him on Tumblr, and he just seems like he's so sweet, and he really is so thankful for what he has. So that's so nice to see in an artist.
What is coming up in the season finale tomorrow?
Well, we have a couple of huge, one huge surprise that is actually going to be playing during the credits. So if you're watching Misbehave and you're watching the season finale, you have to make sure that you don't close your browser until the end of the credits, because there is something that happens during the credits. And for my character, Tori, she meets a new boy at her birthday party, which we've seen happen, and his name is Noah, and he's this Australian actor, and he's kind of bringing Tori out of her rut, out of her depression, and he comes back with a surprise gift, and he kind of brings out a lighter side in Tori that we haven't seen so far this season. And we see certain things resolve and certain things that that kind of leave you hanging until season three.
Is there anyone that you would love to get on the web series working with you? Or, you know, did you have, like, a dream of someone guest starring on your web series?
It's funny because we were just talking about one of our huge storylines that involves Eric Martzoff in season three. We would need somebody to play a presidential sort of character who could also look like my father. And I can't really give away what the whole storyline is, but we were talking about how amazing it would be to get Nathan Fillion on it.
And what will be coming up for season three of Misbehaving?
Well, season three, there's going to be a huge opportunity for Tori to do an acting job that she would die for. And we do finally meet Tori's mom, the Queen. And there's going to be a lot of controversy with her and Tori. And Eric Martzoff, he gets a huge, huge role in season three because we do follow my character storyline kind of intertwines with his now. And the characters of Danielle and Dylan are going to go through a bit of a rough patch because something's going to happen to Danielle. And it's pretty intense. I can't really give away anything, but it gets really intense in season three.
Wow, that sounds intense. I mean, wow, that really does. You know, I've seen, like, a couple of episodes, and, you know, web series for me is, like, a new thing, but I think it's, you know, kind of cool that you can just, you know, sit back, watch a series on your computer. I think that's, you know, a really cool part of having a web series. I mean, you know, even though you cannot, like, keep all your favorite moments of it, but I think it's, you know, a good thing.
Yeah, I think that web series are definitely the wave of the future. I mean, I know a lot of my friends and a lot of my friends' friends who are in college and whatnot, they don't have the money to be able to afford cable and Dish Network and all that stuff. So for them, web series is a great option because they can still watch, you know, awesome shows, but they don't have to pay so much a month to be able to watch it, which is great for them because they're trying to save money and pay off their college bills. It's a great thing, and I think it is the wave of the future and where we're headed right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we need to start a campaign to bring Nathan Fillion on Misbehaving. I think that would be, like, a really good idea because, you know, everyone loves Nathan Fillion. I love him. I think it would be really cool. And then, you know, I would love to see you guys interact on your web series with him. I think that's, like, would be a really cool thing. You know,
yeah,
just to see Nathan Fillion.
Let's start a campaign to get him on there.
Okay, Twitter people, trigger that you want Nathan Fillion on misbehaving, triggering Nathan Fillion like there's no tomorrow, people, and hopefully we can get Nathan on there. Maybe when you go back at Castle, you can say, Nathan, I have this nice web series, and I think, you know, you should do it, and maybe he would do it for you. I mean, how can he cheat on you? I mean,
definitely, if I go back, I will definitely talk to him about that. But, yeah, tell the people who want to start campaigning for that on Twitter. Our Twitter is at Miss, M-I-S-S, Behave, B-E-H-A-V-E, TV. So let's start that. Let's get that ball rolling.
Yeah, because I just think, you know, it would be really cool. And I think from what I've seen of Nathan Fillion, I think he's a really sweet guy. So, I mean, he never forgotten, like you, where you guys started out on daytime. He never, you know, shied away from that. He's from daytime, kind of like you, haven't shied away that you, you know, what, you know, almost your first project was on daytime. So I think it's cool when actresses and actors don't shy away on the fact that, yes, they did daytime before, making it big in the movies or on Broadway or on any other things. Because I think daytime sometimes doesn't get the lack of respect that it deserves.
Definitely. And, you know, for an actor, daytime is such, like I said before, it's such great training, just because you do it, move at such a fast pace, and you really have to get the emotions where they need to be because you don't really get a second take. So for me, and I'm sure for everybody else, it's great training, and it's awesome because you get some amazing fans from daytime.
I think you would be cute working with Bradford Anderson. He plays Denari on General Hospital. He's doing a web series, but I thought you two would look really kind of cute on a web series together. And you guys have a Facebook page too, right?
Yes. Yeah, our Facebook, if you just search Miss, M-I-S-S, Behave, B-E-H-A-V-E, TV, you can find us on Facebook and you can like us there. And then you can go to our Twitter and start following us there. And you know, we have merchandise for sale on our website, which is misbehave.tv. We are selling the girls' jewelry that you see on the show. We're selling on our website, so you can get that. And that also has all the information about the music. So if you're ever wondering what songs are playing, it's on our website.
Oh, yeah, that is, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, because sometimes, like, when you're hearing a song from TV or, like, a web series, and you're like, what is that song? And it takes you, like, forever for you to find it, and that is nice to know that you have that. Add you guys' fingertips. I think that is really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome because I really took a cue from Grey's Anatomy because they have some amazing artists on their show, and I always used to Google who would be doing different songs, and my personal computer iTunes library has so many songs from Grey's Anatomy. So we're putting the music site together, we made it a point to make sure that all of our songs were listed on our website so that people can download them.
So do you like Grey's Anatomy, or would you rather like a guest star on Grey's? I mean, that would be an awesome job, guest starring on Grey's.
It's really funny because that particular show, like, I would love to be on it, but then at the same time, it's like I don't want to not know that Patrick Dempsey isn't Dr. McDreamy, because that's so I've been obsessed with that show since day one. So it's
me too, and you know, I mean, I can understand why you were not one of them. I think you would be really good on it. I mean, I think...
Experience.
So, yeah, did you like any other TV shows besides Grace?
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge TV person. I watch Private Practice, of course, and I watch...
Yeah, me too.
Gossip Girl, Shameless, Weeds, Entourage. I've recently gotten into Episodes. That's a great new show. I don't know. My mom and I watch a lot of shows together, so I have quite the roster.
Private Practice and Grace are like, is one of my favorites. I mean, my top two favorite shows. And, you know, I think, you would be good on there. I'm Grey's Anatomy, and you could play this patient that came in from a horrible wreck, and the only one that can save you is Patrick, is McDreamy.
That would be amazing. I love him.
Yeah. Like, the only one that can possibly save you, McDreamy and... McSteamy both save you. Maybe that would be a really good episode.
I would love to
be able to maybe we should start campaigning you for that. For that. I mean, that would be really awesome to see you on Grey's Anatomy. Then you can call back in and report on how it is looking on... another ABC hit. I mean, you've already worked on Castle. So, and Castle is like almost ABC number one hit right now. And I love Castle. So, I mean, and I hope you're able to go back to Castle. I mean, if you do, I hope.
We should start back on Castle.
Yeah, and then after you do Castle, you can call in and let us know how that was, because there's a lot of Castle fans on here, and, we all love Castle, and I think Castle got renewed. So there's a lot of happy people, because if Castle did not get renewed, there would be a lot of really ticked off people.
Oh, yeah. Well, Castle is, I've recently become a huge fan. Their shows are just so well-written, and the actors are incredible. So it's a great show. It was a great show to be a part of, and hopefully we'll be a part of again someday.
Okay, so people need to know that Misbehaving, your season finale is tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah, Coldcast TV should have it up, tomorrow morning or afternoon. It will be out tomorrow, and you can catch it online at our website or at coldcast.tv, or you can always find it on YouTube through our other distributor, which is Clever TV.
Okay, because I know you cannot stay, for a while, so... Anything anyone needs to know about you, or if there's anything you want people to know about you,
Oh, gosh. I don't know if there's anything I want them to know about me, but in the season finale of our show, you get to see my puppy in real life, Bessie, who's half Shih Tzu, half Cocker Spaniel, and you get to see her in the season finale of tomorrow.
How fun. I hope he was a nice doggy on set, and I hope he cooperated, because working with animals, I think, is the hardest job for people to work with animals, because you never know what they are going to do.
Definitely. Well, she was, it's funny, because when you watch it, she kind of looks like a stuffed animal, because she doesn't really move, because when she was that small, she was just kind of, just very chill and will go with the flow. So she she was really good to put on screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that would be close for you, but, you know, people are not calling in like I thought they would. But you guys, the number to call in is 347-850-8721. We have Julie and Claire on with us, so people will pick up the phone and call us. Yeah, so did you guys ever go back to Oregon and go visit, or have you been there in years, or have you been to the Pacific Northwest in a while? Oh, yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, you kind of cut out. What did you say?
I was just asking.
Yeah, we went to visit my family in kind of middle December. We went up there, and I'm sure we'll go again soon sometime. We usually make about 4 trips a year, so I should be up there again soon.
Well, because, I mean, in December it was cold. I'm glad you waited to middle of December, because if you went Thanksgiving weekend, it was snowing here. And Oregon got snow, too. So, I mean, I don't think you would have had fun going there when it was snowing and icy. And, you know, we've been having really good weather here. So, you know, just be thankful that you are in California when it doesn't snow.
Oh, yeah, I am thankful, except for right now our weather's kind of messed up, too. We're getting through our February storms right now. It's raining and, you know, windy and 40 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I much rather have it to be summer and when it's nice and 80 degrees and, you know, 80, 90 degrees. I hate 40-degree weather. I'm really hating 40-degree weather. I mean, I wish it was, you know, more than this, you know. Yeah, I don't like the winter. Did you have a favorite time of year?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you have a favorite time of
the year,
or do you...
I always love summer because my birthday is in the summer, and it's, you know, when everybody's out of school and when everyone can hang out and there's no college, so that's nice. And, you know, summer's so much fun because there's so many more things you can do just because the weather is nice. So I don't know what I'm going to do this summer. There's a couple of things that I really want to do. I want to go back to London, so we'll see if that happens.
Oh, you've been to London. Oh, my gosh, how was London?
It was amazing.
I'm always wanting to go.
My parents took me for my 17th birthday. So that was so nice. And we went to London first, and then we went to Paris. And it was so amazing. I just instantly fell in love with London. I want to, at some point, own a house over there. So when I'm older, I hope to live over there part-time.
Well, yeah, I mean, London seems just, you know, cool and nice, and, you know, I've never been there, and, so did you just go to London, or did you get to go to Paris, too, or
I think we went to London for, like, 6 days, and then we went to the country because my mom lives in the country of England. So we went there for a couple of days, and then we went over to Paris. And Paris was so much fun, too. We went to the Moulin Rouge for my birthday because that's, like, my favorite movie, and that's one of the number one places that I wanted to go to. So that's where we went for my birthday, and it was really amazing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds amazing. I mean, I've never been out of the country yet, and I'm always wanting to go to Paris. I've always thought Paris and London were so pretty and so, you know, nice over there. And
oh, yeah, London is, it's such a magical place to be, and my mom and I were talking about it, well, and my dad, too, and I think the reason why London is so magical and so beautiful and so enchanting is because it does still have reigning royalty. So you do feel like, you know, it's weird because you do feel that kind of mysterious vibe when you're there because they do still have a queen, and it's just, it's so interesting to be over there, and it's so lovely.
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it sounds like a really lovely, you know, place to be. So did you like the East Coast or the West Coast better?
At the moment, I like the West Coast better because, you know, my family and all my friends are out here. But I love visiting New York, and I love Broadway, so I like to go there for certain shows to see them. And, you know, one of my best friends lives in Boston, so I've gone to Boston a couple times to visit him, and then we'll take the train into New York. So, you know, I definitely love both sides of the country, but right now I'm sticking to the west side.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. You are more than welcome and come on anytime when you're promoting, you know, a new project. So you want to talk about, like, the old project or anything?
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. So remember, you guys, tomorrow night, or tomorrow, Zillian will be on Misbehaving. It's a season finale. So go and check her out, and it should be a really good show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you.
Hey, me?
Yes, you.
I'm sorry. I was just listening. You did great. What was I supposed to do? Just sit there and go on and on about Castle? Because that's the only thing I can think of to ask her. I didn't watch Days back then, so I don't really remember her. But I do remember her as Bob Girl on...
Okay, Allie and Cherry, if you still want to be living, you better call in. Okay, I know I just spoke to my two co-hosts, but I have no problem with that right now. So I did really good? Okay,
good.
Well, my heart singing stopped, so that's a good thing, I guess.
He seems really cool.
So, yes, we are going to segue into talking about the Grammys. Because I feel like talking about the Grammys now. I feel like talking about something.
Sorry, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Allie, I am nice. I'm nice. Yeah, Allie goes, hey, you better be nice.
Why isn't she calling in? I thought she was supposed to be a co-host.
Well, I know. Yeah. Where are my two co-hosts, people? So, yeah, but no, what was I going to say? Oh, but, yeah, I'm glad I interviewed Wonderwell. I'm really glad, you know.
You're doing really well. I know you get nervous, but you do really well, and I had to laugh when you were...
You know what, yeah, but it's so funny.
That was funny. I did think that was funny. You thought she was
Bradford. Oh, fine, okay, I just... God, I have to always talk about my little crush. Every chance I get.
How old is she?
Hey, how are you on?
Hola.
Hello.
So, how did I do?
You did okay.
Of course, you had to let the Bradford Anderson obsession slip in there.
I just set the
We're time. Okay.
I thought she did good.
You know, I just figured I needed to, like, I don't know, I was, you know, I was looking at all the stacks of paper, and I'm like, okay, what's my next interview? Okay, so, yeah, so it was more like, okay, and...
I didn't realize she was in Spider-Man. I would have been like, okay, what's Toby like? You know, let's get the juice on what really, you know, what was the Spider-Man set really like? You know, all that crap. I would have
done that.
He played the son of the Green Goblin, and then he became the Green Goblin. He was Harry, he was Peter Parker's best friend. Can't remember the name. Harry somebody. Right?
I think I saw the movie, but I sort of fell asleep.
Yeah, first of all, I don't like Kirsten Dunst, so I wasn't big on her Mary Jane, so I think, but they're doing a reboot, you know, and my girl Emma Stone's going to be Gwen Stacy, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but it's the guy from, one of the guys from The Social Network is playing Peter Parker. I can't remember which one it is, but he's in The Social Network.
I forget his name.
He's he was the co-founder or the other guy. I can't, not the guy who played Mark Zuckerberg or whatever his name is, but the other one. I can't remember. I saw The Social Network. I like the movie, but I can't remember any other. I know Justin Timberlake was in it. I can remember him, but I don't know the other guys' names.
I am okay.
I'm trying to look it up right now. I'm looking.
But you know me, I'm opinionated. You know me, I have an opinion about everything.
Josh Hutcherson?
No, it's not him.
Hutcherson, no.
You guys, Terry hasn't called in yet. Did Terry do the problem ignoring me, you two?
Terry doesn't want to be threatened.
Why would she be threatened?
Oh, well, you know what? Terry used to be threatening her. But Terry and I have a loving,
threatening
relationship.
Stand up, Carly. Take no more bullying.
What?
Hello?
Is Terry on?
Hey!
Hello?
Hey, Terry.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah,
hello.
No, I've just been listening. I'm not feeling well. I'm still under the weather, so. I don't want to be coughing like I was on Ali's show last night. I was only meant to be on there for a few minutes because I was worse yesterday and ended up being on there most of the show, so. Thought I'd give myself a break tonight because I'm.
Yeah,
I had
that's
to
because
take,
you
had
love
take,
my show more.
Yeah, I had to take the day off again. I had to take the day off 2 days in a row. So even though I had Monday off, I had to take another day off today because I'm not going to be giving the kids my call, you know. So I was going to go to church tonight too, but I don't want to be sitting there coughing during 2 hours of service or hour of service or something. So I got to play back Ali's show and see how I sound.
Okay. So, with Sodi Dilemma also, the random.
Okay, I'm not going to be... That's like asking an actor on a soap opera, like, who would you save? Sam or Elizabeth or something like Jason
Well, we know
something.
The answer to that one.
Yeah, we know the answer to that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Or no, it's Carly or Elizabeth. That's like saying, Jason, who would you save, Carly or Elizabeth?
That would be a tough one. I mean, if it was between Carly and Sam, we know that you'd say Carly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
That's a hard one. I mean, even though the writers would say he would choose Carly, you know.
Yeah.
I know him.
Does anybody know what's happening with Rebecca? I mean, I haven't really been going on the internet or checking out the message boards. I haven't even been on the Facebook page.
She was on Twitter on Sunday, I guess, and she said officially that her last air date is March 18th.
Oh, crap.
I mean,
really?
not her last air date.
No.
That's the last day she's taping.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Last taping day.
You know, now that Franco, because supposedly Franco's going to have something to do with her, I don't know her. Well, they had changed
okay,
open
you know,
now,
you know
so.
What?
That, I mean,
that has to do with the Brenda thing because he's in that promo. He's in that new promo for the Brenda.
Yeah, I
Brenda
saw that. And you know
and
what?
Also too, Franco
Suzanne.
Is not supposed to be staying for very long.
Yeah, he's only coming off.
Yeah, so.
And you know what?
I'm
not
even. Training's not working.
I kind of
like,
because
like,
I've been sick.
To coincide with the Oscars, isn't it? So it's going to be this month.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to have anything to do with Elizabeth. I really don't think. It's
you know,
because
I've been
no,
sick.
Yeah.
I did a no-no.
Because
I've been home sick. I did a no-no. I never said I was going to do. I only did it because of Scrubs. I kind of watched it live
watched
a little
it.
Bit. I know. I only did it because of Scrubs. I wasn't doing it. I for like a second. I didn't watch the whole show. I just kind of like whatever. But that's I'm not gonna do it ever
how
again.
Dare
I'm
you?
Never
you
again.
For a second.
Ever again.
So, okay,
I'm not gonna do it.
You watched it like. Okay, you
but
watched it like
Sam
a second.
And
like,
Jason, watching Sam and Jason.
For a second.
Watching Sam and Jason, I wanted just to puke. I wanted to just to cough my whole guts out when I saw them.
But,
you know, it's
you
like.
Know.
I mean,
I
I'm sitting there after I watched it, when I don't know what, I guess when you're sick, you do crazy things when you're home, lying in bed sick, you know, or whatever, you know, and I just was thinking, oh my God, you mean to tell me they're getting, you know, whatever they write, whatever they do with this couple, getting rid of Becky is not, if that's what Franz meant to do, so people would be forced to fall in love with this couple and to negate whatever, you know, to, like, not negate, but to, like, be it okay for him to have a bid with Sam. It ain't going to work. No matter
well, yeah,
how
I mean,
they write this,
do,
it isn't going to work. Because for
Sam
2 years we're stuck with him not having anything to do with his child, ignoring the fact that he even had a relationship with Liz, blah, blah, blah. And so basically getting rid of Liz and having them write in her this way is for us to forget about that, you know, and then to get rid of her completely, we're supposed to get on board with this couple and their supposed baby. I mean, I know I said this on Ali's show last night that they're a what do you call it, couple? They're an adventure couple. And Sam, after she has this baby, or if it ever comes to fruition, the storyline
no,
comes to fruition.
No, this baby thing.
She
makes a lie of day.
She's gonna want to force.
She's screwing herself.
She's gonna want to
well,
force.
I'm not sure
Jason
they're
gonna
be doing the babies because the baby storyline. Because evidently they're doing massive rewrites.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh well, good. Yeah. And I hope one of the massive rewrites is getting Sam out of Jason's life because. I
and
was
putting
Elizabeth
right in.
But I do know they're doing massive rewrites. That was on the Twitter, I think.
Yeah.
It was
you know what? All I can say.
Yeah, I'm keeping my mouth shut,
Carly.
Franz is second.
Huh? Franz is what?
Here we go. You go first.
I was, like, laughing the other day, too. She made him a freaking BLT sandwich for Valentine's Day. How sad is that?
Did he ask for Marion?
No, she could have just ordered him. So Chinese food wouldn't have been a lot better than a BLT sandwich. And
did
I guess
he
she was...
to marry him?
I didn't get that far. I kind of...
spoiler that he was going to propose to her.
I don't know if he proposed or not. I could not sit there and watch it.
I don't know either. But all I'm saying, you guys keep on calling the comment line, keep on calling Franz, Sweeney, my father's secretary, hate me, it's a great relationship, you know, see, they're hanging up on people, She's a very
Somebody said, was it you, Carly, that said to me that was Silas, or somebody said to you that, or was on Twitter, they said that maybe it's a good thing that Becky got fired because Jenner Hospital might not be on
yeah,
much longer.
Yeah, Silas.
Was
Silas
it Silas
said
that said that?
It
might be a good thing that Becky was fired
because General Hospital probably won't last till Thanksgiving.
Till Thanksgiving. Well, I won't be surprised either because the show I'm watching
yeah.
the show. I was watching the show. I was watching, I'm like thinking, I want more Hospital. I want more Patrick and Robin. I want more, like, I'm tired of this Theo thing. And now Suzanne is involved. She's Suzanne is working with Theo the whole time.
I thought Suzanne was the Vulcan.
She's working with him.
Well, I think ABC's going down anyway.
No.
Daytime, because I read that Susan Lucci's not going to renew her contract.
That's what I read, too.
Because she wants to move back to New York or whatever. She doesn't like the way they're treating veterans. And if they lose Erica, you can kiss AMC goodbye.
Yeah, you can kiss AMC goodbye. That's how I feel. If Steve Burton were to leave that show, if he were to decide to walk away tomorrow, that show, Jonah Hospital, is gonna go down too. It's gonna be gone
Do you know what? I wish that he would have once he heard that he went and he would say, "Fine, you're gonna fire her. I'm quitting."
Yeah, but see,
because you know what? It would make them shit themselves because they have created a show completely around Sonny and Jason.
Exactly.
And if there is no Jason, what the hell are they going to do?
That's how you say it. You say they shot themselves in the foot by somebody that somebody said that slogan or whatever. Was it you, Christine, that you said that?
Well,
they
about what?
About shooting themselves, shooting themselves in the foot. I don't know. I'm like sick right now, so I don't remember some things that I remember or whatever.
They keep around Jason and Sonny.
Yeah, just keep their writing. Yeah, they're totally writing.
Because you can't revolve a soap opera around two characters. Leave.
I know.
If they leave, what do you do with the show?
What do you do with the show?
You have to restructure the whole show. You cannot. Even Y&R does not revolve around Victor Newman. And it very easily revolve around Victor. Victor is that show. If they
is that
Victor,
show.
They revolve it around him.
Yeah, I know.
No, they don't.
And that's what I think they need to start doing. They need to start getting away from the Sonny and Jason show and start writing more. Because I'm really enjoying Patrick and Robin right now. I mean, that's why I should have just went on SoapNet and watched it and not, or DVR'd it or just YouTubed it, but I was homesick, so I thought, well, you know, because I was looking forward to their scene in the bar where he kissed her, I miss the days when it was just about the hospital. They could, and now Robin is, they're incorporating her into the storyline, afraid.
I've been writing on Twitter that Gloria Monty is rolling over in her grave at what has
happened
to her show.
Yeah.
She saved this show. That show was on the brink of cancellation, and she saved that show. And even when she had the adventure stuff going on, the hospital was still the main focus. I mean, they had the WSB, and they had Robert, Luke, Anna. They had all that crap going on, but they still had the hospital stuff going on.
It was a balance.
It was a balance.
Yeah.
And plus, she would gauge fan reaction. Like if there was two characters that had scenes together and the fans noticed the chemistry, because you got to remember back then they didn't have the they didn't have the internet, so it was a completely different way to gauge how people react to certain things. And when they would scrap whatever storyboard they had and they would go with that chemistry, and that's why it's just. It breaks my heart because if Gloria Monty was still running that show, Jason and Elizabeth would be together.
Exactly.
Becky would not be on her job.
Right.
Exactly.
And so it's
the only reason, like you said, because Goose and Franz all into the mob, and Sam the mob mall, or what do you call it, or whatever they call
mob mall.
And you know, like you said back, in, there, she wouldn't be. Yeah, that's exactly true.
I
mean, because it's all because because Elizabeth is not. She's
right,
part of
the mob scene, yeah.
She's not part of the.
Yeah.
She's not a good mob mob. But I think she could be a good mob mob if she wanted to. She betrayed her mom by killing
I mean,
that Russian.
They're
afraid to go there
mall.
With Elizabeth.
It was different than a mob mall. She wouldn't be the typical mob mall. It would be a completely different kind of storyline. It would domesticate Jason a lot more. It would with Elizabeth.
They're going to domesticate him anyway. They're going to domesticate him anyway with Sam.
Well, I don't know if they're going to domesticate him. I don't know if they're going to domesticate him.
You don't think
they don't
so? What do,
what
do you think they're going to do?
I think they felt that if he was with Elizabeth, it would domesticate him. I think that they feel Sam.
You know.
Sam is, because they don't write Sam and Jason as, you can tell they're not invested in that couple at all because they have a hard time for them. So it's easier for him to write them as a couple because he doesn't really have to write them as a couple. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but with Elizabeth, it would be a whole different thing, and I just guess they just didn't feel like taking the time to write it or whatever.
You know,
but,
now that you say that, when I was watching the scenes with them, well, I only watched a little bit, and I was thinking of Liz and Jason when they were met in secret, and they had more. Like you said, they were written as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had this cuddle, and he was so protective of her. He was worried about her.
Can't just be about adventure with the Elizabeth.
Yeah,
there's too much. She's too layered. She has too much. She has a whole different life. She has a whole life outside of Jason. There's more for us. I mean, well, hell, let's be honest. There's more story potential there. But I'm saying that. Because they don't want to write Jason in a domesticated kind of relationship, it's easier for them to write him with Sam because they don't have to write anything. They don't have to really write him as a couple. Every once in a while, they'll throw their fans a bone, and they'll write something kind of romantic, but they're really not a couple. There's nothing couple-y about them. It's all about adventure. It's all about, you know, so it's easier for them
to
write them.
Every time that he's with her in a scene with Sam, there's no emotion in it. Even when he was laughing about her BLT sandwich, he kind of you, Sam, made a sandwich for me or something.
I mean, that's
he
what I'm talking
like,
about.
He kind of was, like,
about.
Laughing about it a little
bit. I know.
It's
Chinese food and BLTs. I mean, give me a break. That is not couple. That's not couple-y.
That's not couple-y. At least
with
Elizabeth. She made her.
It's stupid.
It's stupid, you know. Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but it's stupid. If that's what you're into, if that's what you like, if that's what you want for your couple, then more power to you. Whatever. But
I know. Whatever. I mean, I wasn't a Sunny and Brenda fan, but I mean,
oh my God,
I could watch them back. Even now, because watching them now, I can't, even though I wasn't a fan, I could see the chemistry that they had in those days. But
I have to say about Sonny and Brenda, I am loving Vanessa Marcel right now because in every interview that she said, she has plain out said, look, I have made no secret about why I came back to this show. She said, I came back to this show because of Maurice Bernard. She said, this man took me under his wing when I was new.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that, and she loves those scenes. She admits that Sonny is the love of her life, and I've always said that. I've always said Sonny was.
Yeah.
Jax was a consolation prize. Jax was what she, because she couldn't be with Sonny because of the lifestyle and all that stuff, Jax was the secondary. And I do truly believe that Carly and, maybe Jax is the love of Carly's life, but I do believe Carly is the love of Jax's life. And you can disagree with me on that. But I do believe that Sonny and Brenda are true love. And I really admire her for saying that because, you know, she has made no secret that that's why she came back. She wanted to work with Maurice Bernard.
She even said not only him, but, like, you know, Robin and, I mean, Kimberly and Jason. She wanted to work with them. But, yeah, I haven't heard any of her interviews.
You know,
but she also said
she
wanted to come back
with,
because I think I remember her. Huh?
She just did one with Michael Fairman, and he just posted it. It was on the other day, and she said, I made no secret about why I came back to the show. She said, and she thought they were asking her about Dante, and she said, well, her and Dominic kind of played that up before they realized that they had a past, but she said they're not going to go there. They're not going to do Dante.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, at least that's
the thing. Yeah, I'm like, I would say would. Oh, my God, I would say would ever make my whole life. It's because to see Dante, my hatred for Dante is probably working overtime, but I don't care. I mean, you know, and where did Robin and Brenna get off calling Carly? Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my God.
Speaking of Robin and Carly today, okay, she came because Brenda and they were getting ready for the wedding, you know, preparing stuff. The girl, Chris, Molly, Christina were there, and Robin was there, and, you know, and Carly comes knocking on the door, and then she said she wanted to talk to Brenda, and then Robin goes, she gets up, she goes, okay, Carly, no. You just need to, like, just leave her alone, whatever. We're busy or something. She slammed the door in Carly's face.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you
me off. Carly didn't mind. Carly didn't mind. She was smiling. She's like, okay. So she'll get, you know, she'll find her way around that, you know.
But this storyline is going to tick me off because, you know, finally, Sonny and Brenda, and they're finally getting married. And
yeah.
And she gets into the damn car, and it's a Lily.
Yeah,
van.
It's
going to
get blown up or something. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, come on. You know, you couldn't have at least given them a honeymoon or a little bit of happiness before
that's
you did all the angst and stuff.
That's what
now
I'm saying.
Go
I mean,
depression, and everybody's going to blame him for Brenda's death.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's what I don't like about General Hospital. It's too violent. Everything,
yeah.
You know, it's not, it's violent. It's not, it's like violence for violence's sake. You know what I mean? There's no, I don't know.
There's no hardship
right.
And then getting through it and having
right.
an end result.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no consequences
through that
to it, and there's nobody paying for
anything. See, back in the early days
right.
when they started the show with the mob, you know, when Sonny came in, it was like that. I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when Lily died,
but that was
he
a different
went.
Writer and
it was
stuff,
a different
so.
Writer. They went through all the like when Robin almost got blown up.
Mm-hmm.
When Jason,
right.
you know, Jason
mm-hmm.
was so in turmoil, he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
He thought she was dead for a moment, and then he went through the emotions after that, and he. Realize that, oh, my gosh, you know, he could have lost her.
Well, that's
her
what
and...
I've always said, and I'm a huge Liz and Jason fan, but I was a Jason and Robin fan, and I will maintain until I will always say this. He has a very special place in his heart for Elizabeth. There is no doubt about that. But
yeah.
Jason loved Robin in a way that he's never loved anybody else.
That's what I agree
and,
to. I absolutely agree with that.
I don't agree.
I absolutely agree.
He's loved
I do.
Her like he loved her in a way that he's loved nobody else. And
I know because because every woman he's been with, every woman
mm-hmm.
from Courtney, from Sam to Elizabeth, I've never seen. The relationship was completely different with Robin, and
mm-hmm.
it was. It's just he just loved her so much,
and I
you know,
think that it could have been like that with Elizabeth too.
I honestly think so too.
Think that Elizabeth is definitely could definitely have taken Robin's place, but
yeah.
I have not seen the kind, and it also is the way Steve acted. I mean,
exactly.
He was very much into the Robin and Jason relationship.
Yes.
Just like he was very much into the Liz and Jason relationship.
Yes.
And you can tell that by the way he acts.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. He was not into Jason and Courtney. He was not. He's
yeah.
definitely not into Jason.
No, I know. And I haven't seen him. The only time I've seen him come close to a scene back in those days with the breakup with Liz
at,
and Jason.
At the courthouse,
that's
exactly.
At the courthouse, that's the closest
yeah.
I've ever seen him in a really good.
He was just as emotional there as he was in the hospital room when he broke up with Robin.
Oh God,
when
that
she
tried
to get him out of the mall.
I know those scenes were like, oh my God, Steve Burton, you're killing it.
I think he won Emmy for that. I think he won Emmy that year. That's
around that story. I don't know if it was for that scene, but it was that storyline around that time.
And I think his two best story, and he will always say that Robin is his best storyline.
Yeah, he does.
He says that every time in an interview. Yeah.
He said that at the soap Super Soap Week. He said they asked him what was his favorite. He said when she left the first time.
And he also said another one of his best storylines was when Sam lost the baby, and of course all the Jason and Sam fans jumped on.
Course.
Oh, because of Sam. It had nothing to do with Sam. It was about the baby.
It was a bit
That's
lost
what he
of
was
the
talking
baby.
About. It was about losing the baby and the emotion that went on there, and that's what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about Jason and Sam as a couple.
You know, and the thing is that you were a father. He was a father in real life too back when he did that.
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
All his emotions came out, and Elizabeth was involved in that as well.
In that interview, he did say that Becky's performance during that baby thing was great.
Yeah, he never mentioned Kelly.
Yeah,
he never mentioned Kelly.
Well, he never mentioned Kelly. I've said this before. You can tell when he likes something and when he doesn't
like something.
It's just, because even when he was with Courtney, he would do PAs, and he would bring up Elizabeth, you know.
Really?
And he would talk about Becky. Yeah, he never talked about Alicia. He would talk about the storyline, but he never would personally talk about Alicia. But he would personally talk about Becky.
Yeah, but he would.
And the same thing now. He will talk about Jason and Sam in the storyline context, but he never says anything personal about Kelly. But
about
he will
Kelly.
Talk personally about Becky. So you can tell when he likes something and doesn't like something, and you can tell when he's playing the man at the factory. He's playing the good employee, and when he really likes something.
Yeah,
and he's very subtle about it, and he doesn't come right out and say anything, and you have to read between the lines with him. And I'm learning more and more that you can kind of gauge where he's at, you know what I mean? Even though he won't come right out and say it, and he would never publicly say anything. It's like asking him who's the best kisser. He's never going to answer that question publicly.
I know.
He's not going to disrespect his coworkers that way. And that's why I'm saying, you know, everybody, all the Liz and Jason fans were getting upset because he was going to do a PA with Kelly. Well, no, they have fans. How would that make him look if he's only going to do public appearances with Becky, but he won't do any with Kelly?
Yeah.
You know, give me a break. They have fans. They may not be personal best friends, but they know that they have a fan base. He's not going to diss those fans, you know, because he needs to keep everybody on there. And as much as us Liz and Jason fans would love for him to say, look, she's a bitch, I can't stand her.
It's
not going to happen, you know.
Steve Burton's too good of a guy. He's too good of a person to do that, you know.
And he does things, and people don't realize that when he has a sense of humor and he's very sarcastic.
He does,
That's why he doesn't like his PAs being taped, and they tape him and put him on YouTube. That's why he doesn't do it. Because they misunderstand what he's saying, and he's saying it in a sarcastic way, and you know, I mean, so the guy is between a rock and a hard place. I mean, he just goes to do his job.
He
has no emotional investment in this whatsoever. He goes home to his wife and his two children, and he has a wife. He comes to a job, and he's got these fans that are saying, well, I want you with Liz, and these other ones saying, I want you with Sam, and there's this big fan base war, and this guy's stuck in the middle. And it's ridiculous. And
you know,
these people who think that he and Kelly are really involved in real life, they have serious mental issues.
Oh, my God,
you know, where they're going to threaten Becky and her children because they think that she's coming between this
Oh, my God, death. Okay.
You know,
How delusional is that? Oh, my God.
So I kind of feel bad for the guy because he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. He's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't, you know.
He's not going to anybody.
I would just rather,
if they're going to get rid of Liz, just have Jason by himself. Just get him by himself. He doesn't need anybody.
I mean, but unfortunately, on a soap opera, you can't have him by
himself.
So they have to have him. If they're totally going to
get rid of Liz and not, you know, I know I shouldn't say this, but I'd rather him be with Robin or something. And I know that's a long time ago, but I mean,
Robin is just like Liz. I mean, Robin is a whole.
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean,
kind of relationship. If they don't want to write that, they don't want to write that.
Yeah, I know. I thought they. I wanted them to. When she came back in 2005, when Robin came back, Kimberly McCall, I was so hoping that.
That's why he. You know, Maurice and Steve begged her to come back.
Oh, really?
And Steve wanted them to do Robin and Jason. He wanted out of Jason and Sam.
Oh, God. I would have loved that.
And that's why they brought him back. But Jason and Sam were so popular at that time.
Oh,
my God. And the thing about Jason and Sam and their popularity is the show was in a much different place. It was higher in the ratings.
Yeah.
And they had better storylines going on. And Jason and Sam rode the coattails of the success of the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Because
right,
you see that now. You see that now that Jason and Sam are front and center, and it's not flying because the rest of the show sucks.
Yeah.
The whole show in general is very bad. And so you don't, it's not working. So I don't think they're as popular as people like to make them out to be. Like,
I don't
online,
think
so. Like,
either.
They're the greatest thing ever, but
Sam,
I just don't think it's.
And with Robin, though,
Jason
and
Sam.
Huh?
Jason and Sam probably have about 30 fans.
And you know with Robin, people.
What about the fans? I don't, what did you say about the fans?
With Robin, I never faulted her for like trying to change Jason, trying to get because she had been I didn't want him. Jason of course was gonna do what he wanted to do, but because Robin had been through so much, she lost people in her life.
And I was
gonna
say
that
Robin, she was coming from a different place. You gotta remember that Stone worked for Sonny, and she had a problem with Stone working for Sonny, but she lost Stone.
Yeah.
And here she was falling in love again, and I know that a lot of Robin and Stone fans were upset about how quickly it happened, and I can understand that.
Yeah.
But she was coming from a completely different place. She wasn't trying to change him, but she had lost so much in her life.
Yeah.
That I don't think she would have been able to handle losing Jason, too.
But she, she wasn't really trying to, she was just really scared for him.
Right.
That's when in the hospital scene.
Losing him, too, yeah.
Yeah, she could not have handled, no way was she going to be, she was too soon after losing Stone.
I mean, one of my favorite scenes are when Jason, right after the big blowout. This was Guza's first scene. This was when he came back as head writer. This was the first time. They had the big shootout at Luke's, and Nicholas got shot.
Oh yeah.
And he went to Paris, and they got to spend that time together. Oh, that
oh
was so
yeah,
romantic.
I remember
I
that.
Loved those scenes.
Those were really awesome.
Back then, if you would have told me I was going to like Jason and Elizabeth, because I was such a Jason and Robin fan, I would have
told
you.
Yeah, me too.
You're
not. Me too.
Because I know a lot of people say, I know there's some Liz and Jason fans that say, I wanted them together in that boxcar scene. And I've seen the boxcar scene because I have my Liz and Lucky tape.
Yeah.
But I was such a Liz and Lucky person back then.
Yeah.
And I could not imagine
I didn't love Liz and Jason until the fire, until I saw him go to her and lean down next to her and see if she was okay.
No, that was with Sonny. I mean, when Sonny when she fell,
oh, when,
he,
when Sonny
she grabbed
when she fell,
her,
but when
I
Jason
just,
was there watching it all happening, and when he went to go see if she was okay, and he saw her through that, I was like, wait a minute, there's some stuff going on there.
When they were at Jake's and they were sitting at the table and they were actually talking, those were well-written scenes.
So,
and like I said, it was never supposed to be romantic. They needed, he had lost Michael and she had lost Lucky, and they needed for the two of them to have somebody to talk to, so they just decided to throw these two together.
And
it wasn't a chemistry test or anything. They needed them to talk to people.
That's the thing,
And they had the chemistry, and then people fell in love with it, and it kind of took off from there, but it was never supposed to be what it became. And that's why I always thought they were going to go with Jason and Elizabeth, because every time he left, when he would come back, they always just picked up right where they left off. It was always about him and Elizabeth.
So it really, we would have had Jason and Elizabeth had Franz and what's his name, Pratt, hadn't been. So
I know. And when Jason came, Seabrook came back for the last time, I thought, oh, my
yeah.
God, they're finally going to go there. And
yeah.
then when they have this storyline in the crib,
Xander.
And I'm like,
I was
Jason
so
had
pissed.
To come and fucking
so
watch
pissed.
Them make
and even
it
Becky
out. And
said, even Becky said, this is so out of character. I think she said that in an interview. You know, this
I
is
know.
A race victim. She wouldn't
because
have done this.
And you know, the Jason and Stanfans don't realize that Jason and Liz lived together for a while. They lived together in his penthouse and
mm-hmm.
when she mm-hmm. went in her studio.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they were together. They had their moments.
You guys?
They were,
you guys?
Yeah.
But I love the Faces of Deception.
You
storyline.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
my
talking?
Best, yes.
With that scene when she dressed up like Audrey Hepburn, because I'm such an Audrey Hepburn fan. And with she dressed up like Audrey Hepburn, and he was wiping the makeup off her face.
Wasn't that the
God,
greatest scene?
I got you.
I know. That was like, but
they were so gonna kiss there.
My
so
God,
ridiculous.
I know. And remember when he saw her gloves and he imagined her at the door.
Oh, and he just he had the, after he attacked Lucky Lucky attacked him, and then she saw
I know.
She saw with him beating him up, and
yeah.
he went to the he was. Beaten that he took the chair. I think that was after this, or
yeah.
After she wouldn't see him anymore, he was
yeah.
he took the chair and he was destroying Jake's, and she walked in. Oh my
yeah.
God! I was like,
remember
you don't
the pull?
Kind of emotion
remember
from
the
him anymore? You just don't see that kind of emotion. From
I
him.
Know. Remember the pull? Remember the pull scene where he was teaching her how to play
oh,
pull, and Lucky
yeah,
comes
Lucky
in, and then
in, and then she finally
then
stood
just,
up to Lucky. I was like, you
yeah.
go, girl, you go, girl.
And she
and
was
then they went.
To,
he took her
yeah.
on the bike up to the Road to Nowhere. That's where they went to the Road to Nowhere. And
yeah.
that I will never forget this, because when they went back to Kelly's and they were standing in the back of Kelly's and he grabbed
oh,
her
yes.
arm, I got
yes.
goosebumps. I don't remember ever
yes.
getting goosebumps, but the chemistry
I know.
Between them.
And
I then they had to walk out. I was like, they were
oh
getting close.
God.
And it was like, he was, cause yes. he was asking them, why are you doing this? And I think
you
he told her how he felt
together
then.
So
like,
bad. You know,
oh, my
I
God.
Feel
you guys
like,
so want each other. You guys
I feel
so
like,
each other.
I know. I just feel like we. I feel like, you know, the Jassam fans think they've won, but they haven't. They've only won by default. You know what
oh,
I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, I mean, what I was trying to say earlier, this does not do Jason and Sam fans any
it
favor.
It does. No, it does
because
not.
It
does not.
It's the only
not.
Way that you can win is that you eliminate the competition.
I know,
then,
exactly.
Then you're not the winner.
You're not the winner at
because
all.
Because you're not the winner at all. That means the person that you're eliminating was the winner. Because
yes.
The only reason you're getting that person's getting eliminated is because you happen to have the president of ABC Daytime in your back pocket.
Yeah, or in your pants or whatever.
Or
you
in your pants
it.
Or in your
yeah.
whatever.
I know.
By the way, you guys.
Yes.
By the way, you guys talk so much. Ellie left us without saying goodnight.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. See,
yeah,
I talk too much. I told you,
no,
Carly, I talk too much.
I like talking to you because we seem to like I seem to agree with you a lot on some on things. You know, like
well, I just you know I guess it's
like with the Robin
I
and
like
with the Robin and Jason
fan that
yeah.
I can look at the show as a whole.
Yeah,
and
me
for
too.
Me, it's about the show, and
it's about,
you know, even if
yeah.
I like or love a character or love a couple, I can call them out on their crap.
Yeah,
and I'm not so diehard that I can't see past the flaws or whatever. Because to me, it's about the show. It should be about the show. The whole show is, you know, I mean, yes, we all have our favorite couples and we all like certain storylines, but it's a soap opera. It is supposed to be about the entire canvas of the people
yeah.
that are on the show.
Yeah.
And the show itself has to run smoothly, and everything has to gel together. I mean, not all the storylines are going to, you know, intertwine, but they have to run smoothly parallel to each other, so to speak. And so it's about the show. It's about what has happened to my general hospital. It's not
yeah.
just about, and I've said this in the past, it's not just about what happened to my Liz or my Jason and Liz. It's about what
yeah.
happened to my show. And there
yeah.
is, you know, and that's what's so sad. It, you know, and yes, I am very ticked off about what has happened to Becky.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Carly, and she was saying she was so upset about Natalia getting fired from Days of Our Lives. And I said there were people that
yeah.
were on Twitter that were comparing it to Becky. And I said, no. These are two completely different situations. First
exactly.
of all, Natalia was on the show for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Taylor is not a legacy character.
No.
And it,
yeah.
Their days was that was a business decision. It was not a personal decision.
Yes.
Bethany was personal. There's a
that
difference
was,
there.
Yes.
And
yeah.
That's why I'm saying it's not going to do Jason and Sam fan. And I can, I even though they brag and even though they seem cocky, I know deep down they know that the, it's not doing them any favors.
It's not
some
doing
of them really like, what,
all.
They're firing Becky? What the hell? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, some that aren't so, you know, far gone actually realize, hey, this is not a good thing.
And you know what? I know I'm going to be in the minority with this, but I think that they could have done, like, kind of a storyline involving them, like, not per se a triangle, but, you know, like, maybe Jason trying to choose between who he really wants to be with, or, I don't know, just, you know, I don't know. He, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
Not really. Not a hardcore triangle, but...
Yeah, I could be, and I totally agree with you on that. I could be in the minority in this, too. I could have dealt with Jason and Elizabeth not being together romantically if they had at least allowed them to be in each other's lives.
Yeah, me too.
They shared a child, for God's
sake.
Yeah. It wasn't so politically motivated that they couldn't have Jason and Elizabeth in a scene together because the chemistry was so apparent and it blew Jason and Sam's out of the water. If you want Jason and Sam together, fine. Have Jason and Sam together. Don't let the fans dictate how you're going to write your show. But also allow them to remember the history.
Yeah.
You know, they act like Jason and Elizabeth have no history. And that's why people who are just starting to watch this show and are Jason and Sam fans, they don't know the history. Well, they don't want to know the history, but they don't know the history because it's not being played out on screen.
They act like
they don't even know each other. But these I could have dealt with them just being friends.
And to have them interact and have them
in each other's lives.
Me
they
too. That's what I
missed. Before they were anything else.
Yeah, that's what I missed, their friendship. I would have been happy too because at least both fan bases would have been happy in some way or another.
Somewhere down the line,
they could have, you know, if it's played out really well and it's doing really well.
If he truly was meant to be with Sam, and have him be with Sam in a romantic sense. But you don't have to completely eliminate the history that you had with Elizabeth. And that is what is so upsetting about this whole thing.
I know. And they destroyed Liz's character in the process of trying to make
that.
We have an idea. You know what, with the rewrites, maybe it will be...
And if her storyline is open-ended, I hope that maybe...
Yep.
Maybe she does presume dead and then realizes, oh, my God, I lost a lot. I don't know, but...
I don't know. I
hope
don't know
that,
how they're
at least, you know what I'm hoping? At least they give us some kind of a... They give us some kind of for the liaison fans or for the Liz fans, you know, and I don't know, just some kind of a closure for Liz and Jason fans on top of that, but for
Liz
fans, too.
I think at first they wouldn't have, but... Now with all the outcry and then realizing that she is much more popular than he ever gave her credit for, I don't know what they're gonna do.
Even the people that are still watching for her exit, they know that there's people still watching Liz's character right now, and they know that if they don't write this her, you know, well off, or they do something good for her character. Or they make it really bad, they're not going to have these people come back, the viewers, because basically they're just going to totally slap the Liz character first for the fans of Liz character first.
Well, I mean, they already know that. They already know that they're going to lose. There are going to be a lot of Liz fans that are not going to come back. They already know that. I mean, they have to.
Yeah,
They're going to be fans that are just not going to come back. And, you know, unless they want to lose all the rest of them, which at this point, I don't even know if they care about the fans anymore.
I think they care about
the fans that they want to care about, that the ones that support their agenda, they care about those fans.
Those fans
matter, but the rest of us, we don't matter. We don't matter.
Yeah, I know. And I just hope. I hope somebody picks it up right away. You know, maybe days of... Ironically, you know, they're replacing Natalia with Tamara Braun. How ironic
yeah,
is
I
that?
Know. And she played Ava on Dave.
I know.
Why didn't they just bring her, if they wanted to give EJ a new, if they wanted to give EJ a new love interest, why didn't they just bring Ava back? She had a mob.
I know.
Yes. She was the mob daughter.
And,
and
the reason
you know,
why they're going to take the role in a new direction, well, we haven't had a,
right.
we haven't had time to even
right,
see
exactly.
her develop
that's
the
thing.
Character.
I, you know, because I was talking to a girl on Twitter, and she said, am I the only one that's not pissed about this? And I you know, I love Tamara, tomorrow it's Tamara.
Yeah, I do too.
And I adore her. And so for me personally, it's not. I'm not outraged by it because I love her. But I like.
Well,
the
I'm not
too,
that
don't
outraged.
Get me wrong.
I mean, I'm outraged
but,
at the sense
know.
They didn't give it a chance for Natalia.
Right, exactly.
You
that's
know?
What I said. I said. I'm
yeah.
Sure. I said they should have given her more of a chance.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
She could have played the role the way they wanted to. Who's you know? She's. An
I
actress.
Wonder what
she
they
can,
wanted.
You know.
Maybe they want to bring in a little bit of more oomph to the character because right now Taylor's
I don't know what they
really too
do.
Nice.
I really don't know.
She's
don't know.
Tamara could really bring on like the nice and the mean. Maybe they're going to
well,
try
yeah,
to take
the Tamara.
In.
Yeah, that's more of her acting
yeah.
style, more of who she is. Yeah,
Tamara,
I mean, I don't know.
She was in a movie. I saw her in a movie. I don't know what movie it was. It was in a TV movie. It was actually pretty good. And she played like this nice girl. I don't remember exactly the name of the movie it was called, but it was a pretty good one. And I think she was like a mother, or maybe it was a TV show I saw her in. She was in an episode, but she's a very versatile actress too, so
mm-hmm.
she can play anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and
a lot of people don't like Natalia. A lot of people don't think she can act.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Even when she won an Emmy, they didn't think she could
yeah.
act.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think she deserved the Emmy, but I did like.
You
her
know what?
Emily.
I just wish that. Because she, Natalia had won.
I thought.
I wish that when Natalia won that Emmy for the rape storyline, I wish that Becky had won. I was thinking, man, Becky should have won
well,
when
that's
she
what
got
makes
nominated.
Me mad because that rape story was a joke compared to
yeah,
the Liz rape
I know.
Story.
Yeah.
I mean, they made that into a joke.
Yeah.
It wasn't even. You know. I mean, it was offensive. You know, Becky's rape story was. 10 times
was,
better. I mean,
was 10 times
you know.
Better, and it actually went through her whole. It went through her. The
well, they went through the
know.
Whole process of it. I mean, they went through
yeah.
everything that a rape victim would go through. I mean, a rape
yeah.
victim doesn't just get over it, you know. I mean,
and she's still today, even when the Manny
yeah.
thing,
yeah.
even when she went
I mean,
through with the Manny thing, when Jason saved her with
right,
the Manny,
right.
and she was
and
on the
said,
pier.
You know, like,
that's
you know,
the moment. I love that moment. I
yeah,
love that moment
so.
With Jason and Liz because she's ever really talked about that rape her rape to Jason and I wish Liz had been involved in this whole Michael rape
well,
thing.
She really yeah. hasn't talked about the rape with anybody. I mean the only
no,
person she's
not really
talked about,
no.
she hasn't talked about the rape since the rape storyline and Lucky's the only one that really knew
yeah.
anything about the rape.
And
she told Jason that she was raped. But she never
yeah.
got into the whole thing. And I that's a personal thing. I don't think she should have to.
Yeah.
It's a very personal thing. I don't think that
yeah.
she needs to share that. So,
well,
you know,
you
that
don't
was
believe yeah. they talked a little about it.
Yeah,
I mean,
they talked a little bit
about it, you know. And when
yeah, I don't
yeah.
think she needs to explain
I mean,
everything that happened.
You know,
I really think
Jason wanted to kill Ted. I think that if, you know, the cops let Ted and Jason in the same room, that, you know, you know, that, the guy that was Elizabeth, I think.
They should have wrote a story. Huh?
You
yeah,
mean Tom?
Well,
if he wanted to kill Tom back then, it was because of Emily. Because if he wanted to
yeah.
kill Tom in any way, it was because of what he had done to Emily. It had nothing to do with Elizabeth. Mm. At that time, it had nothing to do with Elizabeth.
And that's
yeah.
not bad.
They weren't even having real scenes together. I mean,
no,
they weren't anything like what they are today.
Well, I was going to say, if Tom got Bob back now, came into town, and start haunting Elizabeth. Jason would come.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know
what
I mean?
That's why this whole storyline dictated shit is so stupid because, and everybody knows it, and everybody's calling them out on it because there is
yeah.
so many stories that you can tell with Elizabeth.
Uh-huh, I know.
She's not a character that, I mean, I can understand if she were a character that, you know, literally they ran out of storylines for him. I mean, I get
like
it when they write people off when there's just they're a dead end character. That I
like
get.
Sam,
but Elizabeth was not a dead end character. There was still things to be written with her, and that's the thing that makes me so mad is that they're basing all of this on her pairing. Elizabeth is more than whoever the man in her life is.
Yeah,
she's a better character than that. It's not just about her pairing. You know, I mean, you can. I mean, I wrote on something. I think it was Facebook, and I said, I think the one thing that Liz and Lucky, Liz and Jason, and Liz and Nick fans, or whoever you're a Liz fan, and whoever you're a fan of, whoever she's paired with, I think the one thing we can all agree on is that she has chemistry with everybody.
Yeah, she does.
That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why people gravitate to her pairings because they see something in each of these pairings, and they're not wrong. I mean, the Liz and Lucky fans are not wrong for liking Liz and Lucky. They like Liz and Lucky for their own personal reasons, just like we like Liz and Jason. We're not wrong.
Yeah.
And the Liz and Nick fans aren't wrong. They have that right to like whoever they want to like.
And the Liz and Nick fans are a little wrong because that relationship to another one is called that relationship.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about, Carly. I'm saying that they're not wrong. They have the right to like whoever they
like
want to like. You may not agree with them liking Liz and Nick, but they're not wrong for liking Liz and Nick. They have that right.
People are going to like
and,
who they want.
Yeah,
know.
They're going to like who they want to like. And we should not be fighting with people about who they like. You
I know.
Like, you don't want somebody telling you that you're wrong for liking Liz and Jason. No, you're not.
All
that's
I'm saying is that storyline might... That storyline, my man, was wrong even go.
But we know that. We know why they did that storyline. We know why they did it.
I'm blaming Christopher a lot on this. Because he had to go to the producers and say, I don't have a perspective. Okay, number one, you know, you didn't have having a group of perspective without banging her so much. I mean, that storyline... They did not have to do it. They threw Elizabeth under the bus to make Tyler Christopher happy.
Well, that's all backstage stuff. I'm not gonna argue about that. But I'm just saying that their fans like them for they see a chemistry between them, and they have that right to like them. And you can dislike the storyline. But I'm not going to call their fans out. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying the fan base wars have got to stop. They're ridiculous. They make soap fans look ignorant.
I know.
And petty.
I know.
And
it's
they
like,
make us look like fools. And I know that there are fandoms in everything. There's fandoms in, you know, even the primetime shows are getting ridiculous now. And this has to do with the Internet. This is what the Internet
I know.
Created.
Like the Stefan and the Layman.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Damon and the Layman.
And it was Joey. It was on Dawson's Creek. I mean, that fan base war was, I didn't even get
really?
Into that fan base war.
I
yeah,
didn't
that
even
fan base
know there
was
a fan base war going on. With,
yeah.
I was on the fence with both. I really couldn't, really. If I knew there was a fan base war. War, I wouldn't have been on it because
there was a fan base war on that one, and
Dawson
I hated
and
Dawson,
Joey,
so it wasn't even.
I love. I couldn't wait for Dawson. I so wanted Dawson. Me and my nieces would talk about it all summer, like when we go on, you know, on
well,
age,
the like, problem.
Oh, you
the problem with Dawson. The problem with Dawson's Creek was they put them together too soon. They had them kissing in the first season finale. They had them kind of be in a relationship in the second season finale.
Yeah.
They had her break up with him because she had to go find herself. And then the next thing you know, she's fooling around with Jack, who turned out to be gay. It was the dumbest storyline. And then they turned Dawson into this self-righteous jerk. Because I liked Dawson in the beginning. I really did. He was a great character in the beginning. But when they turned him into a self-righteous jerk, and they were turning Pacey. Well, Pacey was always great. I mean, Josh was just a great actor, and he had so much sympathy and he was so lovable. But anyways, when they turned Dawson into a self-righteous jerk, and Pacey was the one who was really there for her, I was like, Dawson got to go.
That's where I fell in love with. That's because Dawson asked
no
Pacey.
And towards the end, I would look at Dawson and I would just want to punch him in the face. That's how much I could not stand this man.
Well,
and you know. So for me, it was no contest because after the first two seasons, because I was a Dawson and Joey fan too.
Yeah.
Until they did that whole thing. And that second season was one of the dumbest written seasons ever in the history of a television show. And it didn't start to rectify itself until the third season, and that's when they were starting to bring Pacey and Joey into each other's lives.
When did Pacey fall in love with her? Do you remember when she...
It's like Gossip Girl. I mean,
oh, yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
I kind of
see why you like Blair.
I cannot root for Blair and Chuck right now because he's fallen in love with this other girl. And,
Blair.
All about this other girl. And she's heartbroken. And she,
I know.
You know, she pines for this guy. And he doesn't pine for her back.
I know.
And I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen, you know, because the prince is coming back from when she was in Paris. So I don't know what's going to happen with Dan and Blair. But,
really?
Yeah. So, you know, he's going to see her with another guy. And then when it ends with this other girl, he's going to try to worm his way back in Blair's life. And I'm sorry, Chuck doesn't deserve her.
Okay,
he
Chuck,
doesn't.
Yeah. Unless he totally does a complete 180 and, like, you know. I mean, I know. I don't know.
Same thing. I mean, it's like the writers decide that they don't want, you know, for as popular as Chuck and Blair are, the writers have written them like they don't want you to root for them. They really have.
And they've been doing this
for the past two seasons.
I'm
not going to root for them anymore.
It was the same with Austin and Joey
when they decided they liked Pacey better, because that's really what happened. They decided they liked Pacey character better. And, you know, they started writing Dawson as a self-righteous jerk. How anybody could root for him is incomprehensible to me for the way he behaved. It's the same exact thing. And these writers, it's like these writers just decide, we don't like them anymore, so we're going to go
And you know, at the end of Dawson's kick, Dawson was alone. He got his career, and he didn't have anybody at the end.
Yeah, I kind of wish Jen hadn't died. I think Jen and Dawson should have gotten together.
Oh, my God, saddest thing.
And somebody wrote that, you know, well, Kevin Williamson only wrote Pacey and Joey getting together because couldn't imagine Dawson and Joey together. I don't care why he wrote them together. He wrote them together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I think it was more than that. I think he realized, you know, when looking back on the show, because he left after the second season. So the whole Joey and Pacey storyline, even though he would have eventually done that storyline, he said he wouldn't have done it until the season, and it would just have been like a little blip in the history of the show. When he went back to look at it, he realized that, hey, the way they wrote Joey and Pacey, because Joey and Pacey had a full season relationship with
them. Yes.
So
yes,
they had
did.
Much more, and the reason that they got those last few episodes, like when they were stuck in the Kmart together and it was just the two of them.
Yeah.
And those last couple of episodes, they had originally intended for Joey to end up with Dawson. And when that was the plan. That's why they had written those Joey and Pacey scenes, because they were kind of giving them closure and they were going to cancel something. But when Kevin Williamson came back to write the finale, he had written it, because if you watch the first hour of the finale, it's really leading you to think that Joey and Dawson are going to end up together. And
I know.
And then he changed his mind. And then he changed his mind and he goes, this isn't right. She should be with
And then the way they ended
and then
it, how
it changed,
they
and that's why the
be...
second hour is completely different than the first hour, because the first hour was completely Joey and Dawson.
I know, and then the way
and then it completely did a 180, and because he had changed his mind, but they had already written it, they had already written the first hour, so he had to go back and rechange some things, and then he completely reversed it. But that's
I don't care
what the reason was.
But
Pacey won. That's all I give a shit about.
Because that first hour, I was like, oh, my God. I don't know if I went here with Pacey now. But then I realized how I fell in love with Pacey and Joey in the first place
I always compared, and I think this is a good analogy. I've always compared Liz, Lucky, and Jason to Dawson, Joey, and Pacey. And what I mean by that is that Dawson and Joey and Liz and Lucky were childhood sweethearts. They were childhood love. Joey and Pacey and Liz and Jason were an adult love. They're two different kinds of love. And, you know, Pacey made Joey a woman. Jason made Liz a woman. Do you know what I mean? She loved.
Yeah.
Liz loved Lucky like Joey loved Dawson, in as a child, as a little girl. They each respectively loved. Joey loved Pacey, and Liz loved Jason as a woman. So they are two completely different kinds of love, and you can't choose a childhood love over an adult love. It just doesn't work. So obviously Joey was going to end up with Pacey, and Liz should have ended up with Jason because they were adult love. But, you know, it is what it is. But anyways, and then on Vampire Diaries, you know, the writer got fired. Publishers fired her because she wanted a Damon and Elena. She was going to write it in the book, but they were going to be Endgame, and they didn't want it. They wanted her. They wanted Elena with Stefan.
Who got fired?
The publishers fired her. L.J. Smith, who created Vampire Diaries, the books.
Yeah.
She got fired. Yeah, they fired her from writing her own books because she wanted Damon
guys,
and Elena.
Guys, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What?
Guess what? Brittany Underwood is coming on my show, too. Allie's getting her for the Ransom, and we're getting her on my show, too.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's cool.
I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
She got fired for being an Endgame for...
Yeah, she said, I'd have to follow my heart, and my heart says that Elena would end up with Damon, and the publishers did not want Damon and Elena as Endgame. They wanted Stefan and Elena as Endgame, so they fired her. Now, this is her creation. Could you imagine if the publishers of Harry Potter fired J.K. Rowling because they didn't like that Ron and Hermione ended up together? I mean, could you imagine? This is her creation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys probably don't like Harry Potter, but I do. But anyways,
really?
I just can't fathom
you
that,
know,
you know.
You know how, well,
that.
The show is different, so maybe in the show that they'll go that way, but that's what I'm hoping.
Well,
because...
I hope so. I think they're definitely going to start leaning towards. What I think they should happen, and this makes everybody happy because the girl who plays Elena plays Catherine. They should have Stefan end up with Catherine because, as far as I'm concerned, he still has feelings for Catherine.
Yeah,
and
me too.
And Damon should end up with Elena, and then everybody's happy.
I know, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So
that's
well, in my perspective of the little
that's
world,
like,
everybody's
happy. That's like on, like you said, One Life to Live. I heard rumors that Roger Howarth is coming back. Is that true?
Yeah, because evidently Trevor St. John, the rumor is Trevor St. John's not going to renew his contract.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
I'm not a One Life to Live person, so I don't really know.
What was
on Twitter.
What?
No, Nancy Bongo is the one that started the shit, and it's not true. Trevor is not leaving.
So if Trevor were to leave, then
that was the rumor. I don't know if he's leaving or not.
Well, you know what? I was on some website that I have it on my favorites, and it's like a Taya and Todd thing, but it's original Taya and Todd, whatever. And it was
the original Taya and Todd too. So.
Yeah,
I
know.
I don't care who plays Todd. I just love Todd and Taya.
And it said somewhere that Kelly, the Danielle that plays Danielle, that she said on her Twitter that she kind of gave a hint that, yeah, RH is returning or something. Or I don't know. It said somewhere on there. But I'm like thinking.
And Roger Hollywood is coming back?
Yeah. And I don't know if that's true or not. She tweeted something about
that. I don't know. I mean,
I have this website. It's called The Burning Lake. It's like The Burning Lake. You know, has
I don't think Trevor St. John is leaving, but I don't think Roger House will come back.
Okay, here it is. Let me see. What does it say? It says here.
If he needs a job, he'll come back.
It says here, by the way, for what it's worth to those who care, the actress who plays Danny also confirmed on her Form Spring page that the old Todd, quote-unquote old Todd, was back. But she said that Trevor St. John would not be out of a job. So it kind of sounds like the code of silence at ABC has been officially breached, or the code of silence.
So who knows?
Well, I you know, it's like I said, if they bring him back and they make Trevor St. John not Todd.
They can't do that. They've already.
Then,
how are they
you know,
go
they
back
could always and, put they could always put Todd and Blair back. They could always
but
put
how
Todd
are they
going to
go
Cassie
back and do that though?
Together.
Because Todd and Marty went through that storyline when she came back.
I know Terry, but this is a soap opera, and when they want to change something, they can change it.
See,
so
I don't know.
You're talking logic. You're talking logic. Soap operas don't run
logic. Soap operas are not logical.
They're not logical.
They're not logical
at all. If they want to change it, they'll change
it. If they were logical, they wouldn't be writing the way
they Yeah, I mean, they're
going to
do what they want to do. So now, the truth is out about John and the truth is out about Nat, right? And Nat sleeping with Brody. Right?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And Brody's the dad.
Yes.
The dad of Nat's baby.
And Ford.
And then.
Ford is the father of
Jessica's baby daddy.
And you know, I was watching when Life
Kelly
Lived.
And John
no,
I see.
And Tess is out. And Tess saw Ford. They had their scenes today. And Tess said that it was actually her. She said, "Oh, it was me that you slept with."
So John's not the father of Nat's baby?
No.
I think John is not. I think he is. I really know because they have fucked with John and Ellie too long.
I know. That's
and come
so
on,
sad.
We,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
for
and we deserve like a happy ending.
I know. Damn it.
Well, yeah,
you know.
I do think John and Natalie will get back together, but did he have sex with Kelly?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be tomorrow.
How is he any better? He has these one-night stands all the time.
I know.
How is Natalie? Although I do believe Natalie should have been honest up front, but then you wouldn't have, it would be a soap opera. But I do believe John and Natalie will eventually get back together. I mean, people, you know, the Jolie fans have waited for how long for these two to get back, you know?
It pisses me off that you get John and Ally back together for 6 months, then you get the worst couple in daytime, together for like
I
a
know.
Year and a half.
Two
I mean,
years, yeah.
So
that
pisses me off too.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they only do this. They only do the angst and crap with the couples that people really care about. I mean, other than the Jason and Sam fans, who would give a shit about Jason and Sam breaking
and
up?
And the sad
Nobody.
Thing, and what's boring, you know, what also is boring about Jason and Sam, in my opinion, is that there's no angst for this couple.
They don't have any angst.
There's no angst.
They're like the
how can you have?
There's no angst.
There is none whatsoever.
It's boring.
It's boring as hell. And even when they were together back when they first got together, there was not much angst for them. And that's why I thought that's, you know, why the ratings were so good when they were with the angst came with Liz. And that's what was good about
it. Well, the ratings
and
were better. I mean,
they were better,
you know,
but
they were steadily declining. I'm not going to say they were
need,
the greatest they ever were, but they were definitely better than they are
but
now.
But they need to have angst for this couple. I'm sorry. I mean, not being a Jason and Sam fan, I have to agree that they have to have angst for that couple. They can't just let this couple be.
Well, that's why I said they're not invested in them. It's easier for them to write them.
Supposedly that character Sean's going to kidnap Sam or something. I don't know what's happening. Like,
I don't even care.
Like she needs to kidnap. Like she needs to get kidnapped. I thought she was a strong ass person.
My God, why don't they do something original?
I know, really.
How many times do these people have to get kidnapped?
You know what would be great?
It's the same storyline recycled 25 different times in 25 different ways, and it's just stupid. And that's why I'm saying there's, you know, if they were invested in this couple, it's easier for them to write them. I don't know how to explain it any other way. They are an adventure couple. They don't have any substance. They don't
God,
have to write anything for them because they're not really about being a couple. They're about whatever
they're like Mr.
situation
and Mrs.
is going on at that time.
They're like
and they don't
Mr.
have
Miss.
Yeah, they don't have
the
to write
Mr.
anything
Mr.
for them.
Of General Hospital.
It's easier.
But
it's a lazy kind of writing. It's a lazy, there's nothing
better.
There.
I could write better than them, and I'm not even a writer. You know, I could probably sit down and write a whole.
Well, everybody could.
Hey,
I was talking to Jamie yesterday. He and I were having this conversation back and forth, and I came right out and asked him. I said, "What do you think has happened with Guza?" I said, because he used to be able to write character-driven stories, and Jamie said, and I agree with him. He said he's burnt out.
Yeah, he's burnt out.
And
I agree
he
too.
Said, you know, he worked on General Hospital under Gloria Monty, and there are still some signs of the Monty years in his writing, but he is burnt out. And it's like Jamie said,
yeah.
you know, they need to bring new blood into this show.
Yeah.
And I said something about Franz, and he said, well, Franz is burnt out too. I mean, he wouldn't diss Franz or anything. And I said, I wasn't going to get into it, but you know, it's Jamie was right. I mean, and I've said this before. I think that Guza is burnt out. I think that he has run out of ideas. It's just a paycheck to him now. And that's what I'm saying. That's why Jason and Sam are so easy to write for. Because you don't have to write anything for them. There's no, you don't have to write anything comedy for them. You just write them as being the adventure thing, and that they just happen to be in scenes together, you know.
That's just
so
sad.
It's easier to write for them. There's no, you don't have to put any thought into it. Whereas with Elizabeth, there's just too much. It's, you know, we would have to deal with this area, and then we would have to deal with this, and then we would have to deal with that. And then, you know, there's just so much that she brings in. There's so much stuff that she brings into that relationship that, you know, it's just, it would be, they'd actually have to sit there and think.
I know. He might
as
well not have come back from the strike. He might as well just stayed away. He might as well just let the, you know,
it's what some people said. They said, you know, when the Scab Riders were writing it, it was better.
It was better. It was
a lot better.
It was
really
better. It was so much better.
And, you know, but the Scab Riders liked Lucky. They didn't
like
Elizabeth. And the Scab Riders, my understanding, I don't know. I can't speak for them. This was the rumor at the time, that they liked Lucky, and they didn't really like the Jason and Elizabeth relationship. And
really?
That he couldn't do because of the sketch. You know, they changed it in a little bit, and then I don't remember what it was. But
well,
anyway.
When you say that, I kind of, every time during the Scab Riders, that's when they had the house in the hospital. Every time Jason went to go see Elizabeth, somebody would get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would go into her room, and every time they went, the only way he could see her is if when she was asleep and there was nobody in the hospital.
Well,
like
funny,
in the middle
was
of the
a cute
night.
Scene. There was a cute scene with him, and I don't even know if it was the Scab Riders writing it, but it was after he got the safe house, and she was at Windermere. I forget what was happening, but she was at Windermere with Emily. It was before. I guess it was before Emily died. Did he get the safe house before the black and white ball? Or is that after the black and white ball?
Yeah.
That was after the black and white ball, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Okay, then I guess Emily was dead. Maybe it was Emily. Maybe they were trying to get through Nicholas because Nicholas was seeing Emily's ghost or something. I don't remember. Anyway, she was at Windermere for some reason. And Jason was having the meeting with Sonny, and he kept looking at his phone, and Sonny was talking to him because he kept waiting for Elizabeth to call him.
Yeah.
And then they would text each other, and it was the cutest scene. It was just
that,
really cute because they were trying to get to that damn safe house because they wanted to go. They wanted to go play some monkey business.
And Jason never did that with Sam. Jason,
no,
you picked me
first. So
I was the first time I ever
and
saw
then Sonny was
Jason.
Asking him, well, who are you texting? You know, because he was, and Jason did a smile on his face because she was. It was such a cute scene.
And you know, you just reminded me,
time.
That's the first time he ever put anybody over Sonny. If you think about it, you know, I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, the biggest.
He never did that with Sam.
The definition, the only thing that we have, we don't have, but the one thing that I always come back to, and it's the definition of anything in any of Jason's relationships, is that he went to tag.
He went to what?
He went to his grandfather.
Yeah.
He was a tagger when
yeah.
he got kidnapped.
Yeah.
He went to his
yeah.
grandfather.
Remember?
I mean,
yes.
these are things that they have never written again. And so and so that's something that...
And he even went to Tagger.
That's the end all to be all.
He went to Tagger,
that he would
too.
Never do.
And
right.
the Tagger as well. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. He had to go to a cop for help. Now,
mm-hmm.
that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
oh, my
know,
God.
It,
and he
it was
so,
it was
wanting to find her. He was so trying to get her. And I just loved how he was getting, he knocked the cop out, and he was looking for the key, and he was unlocking the gate. And,
oh, yeah.
Elizabeth.
But, you know, Xander and the Jason and Elizabeth Xander triangle could have actually been a decent triangle.
I think so, too.
Recently.
I think so too.
I don't think she should have slept with Xander quite as soon as she did.
I know.
But it could have been a really decent triangle. I mean, if they'd really played it up, because Jason and Xander did not like each other because of Emily. And I remember when he came she brought Xander back to the studio after Jason beat him up, and it was after she had that big fight with Lucky in the hospital. And it was raining, and she brought him back to let him stay at the studio, and the knock on the door. And they thought it was Lucky. And she went, and it was Jason. And when Jason found out that Xander was there, remember that whole confrontation that they had and everything, mm. and the conversation. I mean, it could have been a real, because he said, you've already messed up once, but if you do anything to hurt Elizabeth, you're going to be in serious shit. Basically what he said. And it could have been a really good triangle. But they rushed it.
I love the promo. Remember the promo they had?
Oh, yeah, it was great. And that was supposed to be the big triangle during the summer.
I know.
But then
that
Platt
was.
And Pons came in, and
oh,
they didn't
God.
Want They wanted
what?
Something different. And so it all got, it was so rushed, and it was just convoluted and stupid.
Fucking shit,
I
man.
I loved it when she got shot. I loved it when Xander grabbed the gun and she got
oh,
shot.
Oh, yeah, Jason caught her.
Yeah, that was a
that
great
was
show.
Like
that
the best. Show. Oh, my God. You know what? You're making me want. Oh God!
I'm
want
sorry.
To
I have to watch
all
okay.
that together, but we're never gonna ever get it ever again.
Okay, Terry, you know what I love about you guys.
Calm
both
down,
of you.
Terry. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Okay, you know what I
just
love
enjoy what you have. Just enjoy what you have, because if you give
I know.
In to if you That's give been... in to the we're never gonna happen, then you let them win. You know,
I know.
I mean, if you've
yeah,
decided not to watch
Central
Hospital anymore, I'm not saying
they're
not going to happen. I'm not saying. I'm saying
okay.
don't get into it. That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
I know.
Don't get into
I'm not.
It.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's still time.
I'm
going to
enjoy
so.
My Jason and Elizabeth scenes, and as far in my little world, the rest of the shit is not happening.
Do you know if they're having any scenes at all? I mean, are they going to have... I wonder if they're going to have any scenes.
Oh, I don't
yeah,
know.
They
I
know.
Have no clue. I have no clue.
Are they? Carly, you said they are?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, that's what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying. They got to give us something. They
yeah.
can't just
you know,
end
they
it.
Don't. I'm not worried.
They've got to give us at least a little bit of closure for Jason and
I
those fans.
It just boggles my mind. I just cannot fathom or I cannot wrap my mind around the fact that they won't do this couple. It's just
I know
just
me too. I don't understand. I don't get it either.
It's
I do
like
not.
If this was any other show, we would not be having this conversation.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. I will never be able to.
You know, if they
my,
had
my,
did, if they did this to Karen and Jagger back in the day, if they had did this to Karen and Jagger, oh God.
I was pissed off enough when she was remembering that she had been sexually abused. And she
I
was
know,
a
me
with,
too.
I remember
when
she
broke up with Jagger.
Yeah, I remember the scene where Jagger came to Sonny's apartment and they had just had sex.
Yes.
Sonny and Jagger and Jagger. Karen and Sonny had just had sex and she was still in the bed.
Yes.
I will never forget that scene. That's why I went to Guiding Light. And then I
fell
in love with Harley
Mallet. But you know what, though? Actually, it got better. It got better, me too. Well, I stopped watching it after they left, but I knew, I mean, even though they,
well,
even though they had that.
Again when they got back together.
Even
that
though,
because
I hated it too, but I was still watching it. I would go to, like, college,
no,
and I'd watch my,
I
don't
Light.
Know, but
I went
yeah,
to Guiding Light, and I fell in love with, Harley Mallet, and I
oh,
fell
me
in love,
too.
I loved Sherry Stringfield as, Blake.
I know,
and I
oh
loved
God.
Her and Ross. Oh, my God,
me
her
too,
Ross
me
so
too.
Hot. And,
But to me,
that's when I got addicted to Guiding Light. Hmm?
But I was just going to say, to me, it's like, with Karen and Jagger, I haven't liked a couple. I mean, after Karen and Jagger, it was Robin and Jason for me. But I haven't been so invested in a couple, like, since maybe Karen and Jagger. I mean, I kind of fell in love with Jenna Ross.
I think I can honestly and truly say that Karen and Jagger are probably my all-time favorite General Hospital.
All-time favorite, yeah.
And I can put them above Jason and Elizabeth and Jason and Robin only because I was the same age as, well, hell, I guess I was in college.
Me too.
I was their age, and I can relate to what they were going through. And they were my age. And so, I know that the kids who watched Liz and Lucky grow up can relate to them. But I can relate to that. I can relate to AJ and Rob. Well, Robin was younger than them. But AJ, I love Sean Kanan as AJ. I loved him. He was my favorite AJ.
Yeah.
And I loved that whole group. I loved Stone. I didn't like Stone.
And they said in an interview, there was an article that said that the teenage storyline back on Jonah House with Karen and Jack, that was one of the best they've ever had. Like, the teenage,
except
for the
I didn't like this when they got stranded on the island. I thought that was stupid.
I loved that.
I just liked it because you could see how much
Jagger really loved her, and
he was going to risk his
life for her.
I fell in love with them, because he was this bad boy who was so in love with her.
I know.
And even with Brenda, I mean, he had sex with Brenda and all that crap, but Brenda loved him. I mean, I don't know if she loved him, but she was infatuated with him.
I
never wanted Brenda and Jagger together. I always wanted
Jagger
together.
Realized she wanted him, and she went to the cabin, and Brenda and Jagger were at the cabin, and she ran out, remember? And Jagger went after her, and she slapped him in the face. Oh, my God. And that slap, when she left, he felt that slap still. Like, he felt it. He's like, he couldn't believe.
I guess because I'm such a romantic, the way Jagger loved her.
I know, me too.
And the way he looked at her, it was just like, oh, my God, I melted.
Okay, now, you're making me want to go get
melted.
Get the Jagger and Karen storyline out now.
I gotta buy the Karen and Jagger. I'm going to have to write down and buy the Karen and Jagger.
I have them on tape. The reason I have them on tape, too, is because there was parts of the Karen and Jagger storyline that I bought, because I wanted him from the very beginning when he met her in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there was, because what I got from somebody was when they, after the island, and when that guy held them at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and that's the point that I got. Then I wanted it from the very, very beginning. And so I had to buy
it. The thing about her was she was always attracted to him, but she was too scared to get involved with him. So
she was
got
afraid because
Jason.
She
wanted security, and she got involved with Jason. And I love Jason Morgan, but I always felt that Jason Quartermain was the most boring character in the history of
the
show.
I know. I think even Steve Burton thought that too.
So I did not like Jason and Karen. So
they were too boring. Yeah, they were too good. They were too good characters.
Oh, God, they were so boring. And I just wanted to go with Jagger so bad. But I think I can honestly and truly say they were my all-time favorite.
And then
I love Crystal and Felicia. And even over Anna and Duke, and I loved Anna and Duke. And even back in the old times, I can honestly and truly say Karen and Jack. I don't think I ever got so pissed off as when she started getting involved with Sonny. And that's what I said. I hated Brennan and Sonny when they first got on that show. I hated them.
That's why I
absolutely
hated, him
hated
too.
Them.
I hated them.
And,
I hated that he was using her abuse.
Yeah.
He was using that, and she stripped. And then when she woke up to what, she woke up to him, though, finally woke up to Sonny, that he was just using her and, and all that.
That's because Claire Levine wrote a mobster the way he should be written.
Yeah.
That is how a mobster is. That is who Sonny is. The problem with today is, as much as I love Sonny and Jason, and don't get me wrong, I love them.
Yeah.
But Jason is a hitman, and they write him as a saint. He's not a saint. He kills people for a living. Just because you don't see him actually do it doesn't mean that he's a saint.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Carly.
Wait a moment.
I mean,
If you want to write it like The Sopranos, then write it like The Sopranos. I love The Sopranos, but they never pretended that these people were good people.
That's why they make the cops look worse than the mob.
Right, exactly.
Too.
So I liked the Sonny written back then was a much better written and a much well-rounded, well-rounded character.
I mean, mobsters can have a heart.
But mobsters can have a heart. I'm sure mobsters have a heart in real life, but
at the end of the day, they're still killers.
Right, exactly.
You know, no matter.
And that's why I love, okay.
But see, but Jason only kills people in that. That's just like on Dexter. The reason why I love Dexter is he's a killer. At the end of the day, I know he's a killer, and he kills bad people, but he's a killer. No matter how you put it, he's still a killer.
I still love Jason. He's a killer, but I still love him.
I mean, at the end of the day, he's a killer. I mean, I have a really good friend. She loved The Sopranos, and I love that show. At the end of the day, he's a family man, but also a killer.
That's what I'm talking about. They want to be like The Sopranos, but they don't write it anything like The Sopranos.
Yeah,
The Sopranos. David Chase knew that these were not killers of society. These guys were criminals. That's how they made their money. They did things illegal that were illegal. And he never shied away from that. He never pretended that they were anything other than what they were. You loved them, but you loved them despite the fact that they were these things.
I know.
The problem is
They're writing them as heroes. They're writing them as heroes of the show.
And you can still love Sonny and Jason.
Yeah.
And be aware of what they do for a living.
And I think...
Carly disagrees
with that because she just feels that Jason kills... He kills people that deserve to be killed.
Either way, if I would go kill somebody that I deserve to be killed, I'd still be a killer. It's still taking a human life.
Even though Michael, he killed, even though Claudia deserved to be killed, Michael killed somebody. I'm not saying Michael deserved to go to prison and what happened to him. I'm just saying it was self-defense and he killed somebody. So that's, you know, Michael is different. He's not making a living about this. I'm not even going to get into the whole Michael situation because that's a completely different situation.
Well, obviously, Carly's not going to agree with us on this, so why don't we just change the subject? But anyway, the point I was trying to make was that I did not like Sonny back then because he was coming between my couple. But the reason I fell in love with Jason was because he was that bad boy, and I love bad boys. He was that bad boy, but when he fell in love with Robin, I mean, that was just the sexiest thing. Sexier than a bad boy falling for a girl.
I know.
There's just something sexier than that.
I know. And the thing is that I liked it because he was just becoming Jason Morgan, too.
Mm-hmm.
He met her first before he ever became
involved. Well, he didn't remember. He remembered her in the hospital. And the reason I loved the bridge scene so much was because Robin had that huge crush on Jason Quartermain, and he just looked at her as a little sister.
Yeah.
And so when he became Jason Morgan and he noticed her as a woman, I was totally hooked. Because I had stopped watching it then because Karen and Jagger had left, and there was nothing left for me to watch.
Me too.
I was flipping it one day, and they were on the bridge. I didn't see when they first met, but when they heard there was a bridge scene, and I thought, oh, they're totally going with Jason and Robin. I've got to start watching this because I totally wanted the two of them together.
Me too.
So I started really, and then I was hooked. I was hooked on Jason and Robin.
And I love their time on at the beach. Remember their time at the beach?
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, and they couldn't really make love, but they made love in their own way. I've never seen Jason Morgan happier
with anybody than when he was with Robin at that time.
I think he was happy with Elizabeth. I think he was happy with Elizabeth,
but I think I'm comparing it to with Sam now when they went on the island.
What I meant by when I said that he didn't love a woman, the closest that he could come to Robin is Elizabeth, and I truly think Elizabeth was the one.
Yeah.
Because, well, like I said, even, and you can put it in Jason's context too, Jason loved Robin, he even says it, you know, I never grew up in Robin's eyes.
Yeah.
So when he became Jason Morgan, that was kind of like him being birthed. In his mind, it was him being birthed, and she loved him as a boy.
Yes.
And when she couldn't see him as grown up, and that he could make his own decisions, because you know when he first had that brain injury, he really depended on her to make the right choices for him, because his brain didn't work the way ours does. You know, he had that brain injury. So it's kind of the same thing. He loves Elizabeth as a man, kind of like she loved him. She loved him as a woman.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same thing. So you know, they were two different kinds of love.
And that's what I meant by that.
I think that the two greatest relationships in his life were Robin and Elizabeth.
And Sam just somehow came in when Jason was completely Jason.
Sam is just what she is because the fucking, excuse my French, but the fucking ABC Daytime president loves her. That's period, the end. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get over that. It's the only reason that she's even on this show, you know, is because of that.
I know.
She's bomb. If Gloria Monty was still there, she would have been off that show after Jax. They would have cut their logs. She would have been gone. Sam is not even in my radar. I don't even want to talk about Sam.
I know.
We can talk about Robin and we can talk about Elizabeth. I don't even want to talk about Sam anymore. Let's just pretend she doesn't even exist.
Well, I'm kind of glad Robin is having more scenes with Sunny and Jason now. You know, she's starting to get involved.
Well, there again. They were pretending like the history didn't exist. These three were very important in each other's lives.
Exactly.
Even if Robin and Jason were not together romantically, they still had a very important role in each other's lives.
If it wasn't for Robin, Jason wouldn't be where he is today, if you think about it.
No, I was happy. I was happy with Jason when he defended Carly. That made my whole day. It was like with Robin goes, when you let her have 24/7 access, you need to think that. Grow up, Robin. That's never. Carly is going to always have 24 access.
If it had
to
been
Jason.
The Sarah Brown Carly or Tamara Brown Carly, I think it would have been okay, right? It wouldn't have been okay. No, I'm kidding.
No, I mean, I would have not killed, but this is everybody. This is my Carly.
Yeah, I know.
When Jason defended.
Hey, I
meant to
Carly.
Huh? Tamara Brown was my Carly.
Yeah,
so,
I think Sarah Brown was mine after a while. I didn't like Sarah Brown's Carly at first because she was getting in between Robin and Jason, which I hated. I hated